Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for life this morning. We thank you that despite all the fiery darts of the enemy, you went before us and you made every crooked road straight. You went before us and you proved that you're a God who cares about your own. Lord, we just bless your name this morning. We thank you for everyone who is on board this morning and for those that are connected to us one way or the other. We thank you, Father, because the word you are set to release this morning will not only touch those of us listening, but it will touch our roots even this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, I submit myself before you. I ask this morning that I decrease that you may increase. I ask this morning that it is not Rotty's voice that is heard this morning, but the voice of the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask this morning that I move out of the way, that eyes are lifted up to see you this morning, that ears are open to hear what you have to say this morning in the name of Jesus. I ask one more time, Lord, that you breathe upon your word. And I ask that completely what you're set to do this morning, let there be no hindrance in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Good morning, everyone. And one more time, welcome to church. I'll be sharing with us briefly what the Lord has laid upon my heart. But it's so amazing, the fire of the Holy Spirit that is in our bones, even at the beginning of the year. And I trust God that this fire will continue to not be put out in the name of Jesus. I'm so grateful also through it all, irrespective of whatever we see or hear or experience it, God still remains God, who reigns in the affairs of men, making the earth his footstool, making you and I to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, above all the pettiness of the world, because there's so much pettiness going on earth right now. And I just believe that this is just a good place for you to just lift up your hands and just say, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That despite all the confusion and everything everyone is saying, we still just choose to trust on you and hope on you. It's our month of New Horizon, but I dare say that our Father is a God of New Horizons 24/7. He's limitless, he's boundless. And he never has a problem with newness all the time. That is why when you're in him, you're a new creature. And that's why he always says, remember not the former things, whether they are good or bad, forget them. He said, behold, I do a new thing. And ultimately, his mercies are new every morning. And I can just go on. Permit me to say that newness will not cease in our lives in any way, in anything that concerns us or is connected to us, in the mighty and the powerful name of Jesus. This is our fourth week and our fourth Sunday in January. We've been having some awesome teachings on New Horizon. And I just want to quickly recap, because I like to recap so that I build on what has been taught. We've had a smooth journey of great teachings on the theme, New Horizon, and we've had our anchor scripture from Genesis 13, 14. And he said, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, and eastward, and westward. That is in the King James Version. In the Amplified, it says, the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had left him, now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are standing, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. That's the Amplified Version. And the NIV says, and the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had parted from him, look around from where you are to the north, south, east, and west. I thank God that Pastor Segun helped us catch a new revelation when he said, and the Lord said. He told us that a good understanding brings good performance, great results, outputs, ensures full enjoyment of what we understand. And likewise, the understanding of the word of God releases those great performance, good results, and outputs. He defined horizon as that line at the farthest place you can see, the limit or demarcation, also where the sky touches the earth or the sea. He said, our horizon is our limit. And after God said the limitation, after God said the limitation of Abraham, the Lord, after God saw the limitation of Abraham, the Lord said. He said, the Lord says when he wants to do a new thing, and when God says, he leads to a new horizon. And I believe that the Lord has said already in this month of January, that is our month of a new horizon. So he's leading us already. And I want to believe God that some of us are already moving along with him. And that was what he said when he wanted to do a new thing in the life of Sarah and Abraham. The barren became fruitful. When he said to Isaac, Isaac sowed during famine and he prospered. He said it to the Israelites when they were in Egypt. And in one night, he delivered them from Egypt and they began their journey to the promised land. He didn't leave them halfway. He took them there. And I believe God that wherever your Canaan is, the Lord will take you even far beyond that in this year, 2021, in the name of Jesus. This revelation was further opened up by Brother Chris, who delivered the message, arising to see your new horizon. He shared with us that Lot did not understand that his association and relationship with Abraham was what brought about his blessing. He also told us that certain circumstances and challenges, God orchestrates them for a demarcation in our lives. He wants, you know, to put a stop to some things we've been struggling with. So he orchestrates us to have some circumstances, some challenges. I'm sure a lot of us have had experiences with that. He said, Lot looked at the natural and, you know, he saw the green, he saw the lovely, and we all know how he ended up. But he's saying that, lift up your eyes now and focus. Let our eyes be lifted up to God. Abraham lifted up his eyes to God and could see a wider new horizon, a new perspective. Sorry, Abraham, because his name had not changed then. He said, and God began to speak directly into his issues. And I want to believe God that he has begun to speak directly into a lot of our issues, even now in the name of Jesus. He spoke into Abraham's issues. He changed his mindset, his perspective. He realigned him with his word. And to arise means to originate from the source, to stand, to see, to move forward. It's a call to arise in the spirit so that we can see above distractions, see bigger pictures. And our thinking must always align with our faith. Then we got a top up and another outpouring from Pastor Shegun, who told us that lift up now your eyes and look. He told us that foundation of anything matters. It's crucial to our strength, our stability, our longevity, and anything we are building, even our spiritual life, the foundation matters. It's key and it's the beginning. And he told us that what God says, the word of God, is the foundation for any level of impact increase. The word is our anchor, is our evidence, is our proof. And if the word is our foundation, then our results will surely and definitely be different. He gave us a quick word on Lot. He said there are some certain people that must leave us or we must leave them because their minds cannot handle our blessings. He said they are inhibitors, they are blockers. They will not allow us to move or move fast. They are distractions with pettiness and arguments. Unintentional, they create a model for us to fit into. They are not driven or motivated. But he said, in all this, God commands us to lift up our eyes in the midst of everything we are going through. Look away from those limitations. Look away from those negativities. Look away from 2020 and see abundance that cannot be quantified as he has given it to us. And this morning, by the grace of God and by the inspiration of his word, he has asked me to speak on Lot must go. I know everybody has touched it here and there. I was trying to avoid it, but when Pastor Shagun said last week that the Lord said he must mention it, I said, okay, Father, I surrender of a truth, Lot. And he mentioned it, Lot must go. So I knew that God really wanted me to speak to us on that. So I'll just beg of you, run along with me, open your heart to what God is saying. I'm going to be bringing them out just the way the Lord revealed them to me. You are going to be picking yours, and at the end of the day, we will check Lot out of our lives in the name of Jesus. In Genesis 13, verse 1 to 14, he gave us a proper picture of Lot's separation from Abraham, and it was mentioned severally in the course of the teachings and prayers. But who is this Lot that we're talking about? I'll just quickly read from Genesis 11, And from verse 26, it says that and Terah lived 70 years, and he begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity. And Abram, Nahor took them wives. Of course, this is just to give us a background. You can see that Abraham's brother is the one who had Lot as a son. So Lot is actually Abraham's nephew, the son of Abraham's youngest sibling who died. He had Lot and his sister. Lot's uncle married Lot's sister. So Lot was all alone, and Abraham decided, you know, this is my brother's son. I can't leave him to suffer. Let me hold on to him. Genesis 12, chapter 1 told us that the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of the country from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land I will show thee. God specifically told him, leave that place, leave your family. In NIV, it says, and from your relatives, which means including Lot. But in verse 4, it says, when Abraham was departing, that Lot went with him. So how many of us has God asked to leave some things in our father's house, leave some things with our relatives, and we've decided out of sentiment, this is my family. I can't leave that thing. I can't be unfair to them. I'm the only one they had, and we carried it. I'm just giving you, you know, some things to start to think about. Abraham left with Lot, probably out of pity, out of sentiment, out of emotions, out of a feeling of responsibility. We carry too much. Lot has his creator, and his creator knows about him. If that same creator could locate Abraham in that family, he could also locate Lot. So we carry a lot of responsibility. He said, which we all have done one way or the other. Oh, I'm responsible for so person. I can't leave this person like this. I'm his older sibling. I'm his best friend. And we've carried so many lots on our heads. I'll begin to analyze what Lot stands for as the Holy Spirit ministered to me. And I trust God that you will pick your own there. Lot, what is the meaning of Lot? Lot means a veil. It means a covering. It means a dark colored thing. It means something that is concealed. There was a reason God took Abraham from his father's house. There was a covering over that family. You could see that Haran died young. His father buried his son. Terah didn't get to Canaan. He died before he got to the promised land, which means that that promised land journey didn't start with Abraham. And I'm sure you don't want to die in your prime. And I trust God who is revealing this today so that we can cry out. So God knew there was something over that family. That was why he decided in his mercy to bring Abraham out. But Abraham took the covering and the veil. He took the darkness that was in the family. He took the limitation that was in the family. I love the foundation of the word because God already had a provision for that veil. In Matthew 27, it says that when Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and rocks rent. Brethren, this morning, if there is any covering, if there is any veil that has covered you, coming from your father's house, coming from friendships, coming from associations, coming from even where you don't know, because Jesus gave up the ghost and died on the cross, it is torn from the top to the bottom in the name of Jesus. It didn't just stop there. It said graves were opened. Many bodies of saints we slept arose. He came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city. If Jesus did this, what it means is that everything that has covered you and buried you, this morning, as Jesus surely resurrected and is still alive, it will surely vomit you out and all your blessings in the name of Jesus. Lot is a space invader, his excess baggage, his tightness. Abraham needed to focus on his life with Sarah. As they were married, they didn't even have any children, but he carried Lot along and had to begin to care and feel responsible for Lot, even before he started his own family. In Genesis 13, 6 to 7, it says, the land was not able to bear them that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so they could not dwell together. There was no space, but Lot was there. Imagine if Lot and his own, you know, blessing had moved out of that place. Abraham would have been able to expand. It's not about the space being enough. He would have been able to expand. And that is how those invaders are in our lives. That is how those people are in our lives. That is why some certain things are in our lives that are invading our space. But this morning, they'll be checked out in the name of Jesus. There is no privacy. There are lots invading our space, our lives. Nothing we can do past their attention, comments, also their transmission. And then it ends up in strife, as we saw in the passage above. The space was not enough. There was gossip. There was strife. And in the end, what happened? There had to be division. Lot is that long-standing family generational problem that has followed you from your father's house and refused to leave you and wants to become your lot. Is that not what we say? Oh, it's my lot. There's nothing I can do about it. I dare tell you, it is not your lot. Because that lot they are talking about is luck. When they just put them in one place, they say, oh, yeah, everybody pick your own. What you pick, they'll say, is your luck. No, we are not lucky children. We are blessed children. So we don't move by luck. We move by God's blessing upon our lives. So that long-standing family problem is not your lot because you didn't start it. And even if it decides to follow you, I have a foundational word for it. Why? It says in Colossians 2, 12 to 15, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who had raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made an open show of them, openly triumphing them in it. Why? Because of you, because of me. And if that one is not enough, Galatians 3, 13 to 16 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham that we are reading this minute might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that he might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And I dare say again that lots are little foxes that spoil the vine, secret sins, habits that may not really be sinful, but gradually drawing you away from aligning with purpose. Like what? Being busy on your phone, social media, watching telly. I'm saying it just as the Holy Spirit said it. Chatting for hours, unproductive things, gossip. Going to ceremonies without kingdom reward. If you really sit down and look at some of the ceremonies you are faithful to, sit down and ask yourself, what did you gain from going there? Eating too much. I know there's lockdown. I know we're at home. We don't have anything to do. We need to curb our appetites. As funny and as trivial as they sound, they have their own distractions. If we eat too much, we're not exercising. We're inviting the lot of, you know, our health going bad. And look at how many hours you spend watching the telly. Imagine that time you're studying the Bible or you're listening to something that is building up your spirit. It will grow you up. And there's another one the Lord gave me. He said, Lot is indebtedness. Why? Abraham felt indebted to look after Lot. And because of that, he carried him along. And he said to specifically talk on the issue of debts, financial debts, because he knows you can deal with the physical one. You can handle that one yourself. But there's so many of us that are in debts, monies that we cannot pay back. Is seizing our peace, is stopping us from moving forward. We don't have a means of paying back, and it has become a lot in our life. But God said to remind you today that he's the owner of the gold, he's the owner of the silver, the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to him. He has declared us as lenders to nations and not debtors. He is also reiterating that debtors become servants to their lenders. Therefore, he's saying, whatever it takes this year and from now, make sure you begin to work on how to come out of debt And he said, as you begin to work on it, he will begin to help. But let me give you specifically the word he gave me concerning the reason why we are not blessed. I'm reading from Malachi, which we're very used to. But this morning, I'm going to take you to where the Lord took me and said to tell everybody, because one way or the other, we have all been involved in this. I'll read from chapter verse 10. I'll read it from the message. He says, ye asked, how have we robbed you? The tithe and the offering. That's how I now you are under a curse. The whole lot of you. Being you're robbing me, bring your full tithe to the temple treasury so there's ample provisions in the temple. Test me in this and see if I don't open heaven itself to you and pour out a blessing beyond your wildest dream. God is saying, if you're unfaithful with your tithe, this is a good time to start to go back. And I thank God, this is our month of first fruit. Build up your faith and try to pay your first fruit, and you will indeed see your wine press burst out with plenty. But this is not where I'm going. He said, for my part, I will defend you against marauders, protect your wheat fields, vegetable gardens against plunderers, the message of the God of the angel armies. He said, you'll be voted happiest nations. You will experience what it's like to be a country of grace. He's saying that these words have not changed. That if he has promised to bless, he will bless. And he has more than enough to pour out. But he says something in verse 13. He says, you have spoken hard, rude words to me. That got me. Because most of the time when we read Malachi, we stop after, you know, devouring and the blessing. He said, you have spoken hard, rude words to me. He said, you ask, what did we ever do? When did we ever do that? When you said it doesn't pay to serve God. When you said it doesn't pay to pay tithes, because even the unbelievers that are not paying, they are richer than us. When you said that man doesn't serve God enough, but see how blessed he is more than me. He said, what do we ever get out of it? When we did what he said, went around with long faces, serious about God, what difference did it make? God is saying you were rude to him. And that got me. I don't know who else is feeling how I'm feeling, but I'm just telling the Lord, have mercy on me if I ever said it, or if I've ever even preached it in a message. He said, those who take their life in their own hands are the lucky ones. They break all the rules and get ahead anyway. They push God to the limit and get by with it. Then those whose lives honored God got together and talked it over. God saw what they were doing and listened in. A book was opened in God's presence, and minutes were taken of the minutes with the names of God, fearers written down, all names of those who honored God's name. He said, they are mine, all mine. They will get special treatment when I go into action. God is taking note. God is taking note. And I dare say that he's going to open a book of remembrance because of mercy that is new every morning. A book of remembrance will be opened concerning each and every one of us and what we have done in the kingdom, how we have obeyed in the name of Jesus. I'll go on quickly. Lot means one leg in and one leg out. As we saw with Lot, when he was with Abraham, he was righteous. It just took for him to move and be on his own, and his true colors began to show. And there are some of us that, you know, we are so good in this acting that one time we are with people of God, bless you, but the next minute we're on the other side, we equally blend well. God says this year, no one leg in, one leg out. It's either you are in or you are out. And what happened? Because Lot was one leg in, one leg out. We saw what happened. The Bible says in 2 Peter 2:7-8, and deliver just Lot, vexed with filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. And we know how Lot ended up. I will believe that when Abraham said, oh, Lot, come and go, Lot will say, oh, no, my uncle, I don't want to go. I want to stay with you. I've been with you all these years. But he was happy to go. That means a part of him, there was something about it. He must have felt, look, this my uncle self is doing too much. Let me just go. And, you know, he ended up being a cursed generation because the Bible tells us that his daughters, you find that in Genesis 19, 28 to 38, 29 to 38. His daughters decided that, well, we're virgins. No man is coming after us because they are the husbands they probably married were sodomites who didn't follow them. And they decided to, you know, seduce their father and have kids. And that is the generation that birthed the Moabites and the Ammonites. Cursed generation. Lot also means internal storms, doubts, unbelief, unforgiveness, bitterness, envy, pride, entitlement, guilt, lack of confidence, fear, strife. But the Lord is hammering on entitlement. He said, stop feeling entitled. Everything you have and you own is a privilege. That you and I are not COVID positive is a privilege. It's not a right because you and I are out there. Even though you have the mask 24/7, there are times you take it off. And they said it's out there in the air. Some of us have passed and sat with people that were positive, but we didn't catch it. He says, stop feeling entitled. It's a privilege. Lot felt entitled. After all, my uncle doesn't even have a child. So I'm the next in line. And this morning, that spirit will leave each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And I'm sure you will agree with me that no one carries this kind of Lot and expects a new horizon. As you cannot hear the word of God that he's saying or lift up your eyes to even see what he's seeing with all this baggage. But my confidence is that this morning, every Lot will leave us in the name of Jesus. Even if I have not mentioned yours, you know what your Lot represents. So I will want you this morning to prepare your heart to cry out because he says in Matthew 9, 16 to 17, no man putteth a piece of new cloth into an old garment. He said, for that which is put in it to fill it up, take it from the garment, and the garment is rent worse, is made worse. He doesn't want us to get into this year without adequate preparation. And then we'll say, oh, they told us this year will be good and see what is happening. Neither do men put wine into old bottles, else the bottle will break and the wine runneth out. The bottles perish, but they put new wine into new bottles and both are preserved. It is God's will that after we have transformed ourselves, he transforms us as well and we gain the speed and the momentum he wants for us in year 2021. There's a reason why a seed grows, buds, and blossoms. And it's not just to bear fruit, but it's to bring forth the distinct beauty that God has, you know, purposed for that seed. And I want to believe that you're the seed of Abraham. There's a plan and a purpose for your life. There are things that God has written concerning 2021 that must not pass us by. There are things that have been passing us by years and years behind. God is saying, leave that one and focus on me. And that is why he said this year is our year of recovery, is our year of restoration, is our year of repossession. I want you to hold on to that word because that is the foundation of the year. He said, there's a reason why you need to crack the shell to reveal the knot. And this morning you are going to crack the shell of knot, Lot, so that your knot can be released and you can begin to fly. It's not impossible for you to begin to fly. He said, there's a reason why you peel the orange skin or the potato skin or the yam skin to eat the sweetness that is in it. And this morning, sweetness will begin to follow each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Can you just begin to give God thanks? Just give him praise even for this hour. Just thank him. Just say, Father, I thank you for this word that you have released. I thank you for making me, giving me revelations to those things I took for granted that I must act on even this morning, even now in the name of Jesus. Because he says, lift up your eyes now, which means now is the moment where you and I need to begin to check out Lot in the name of Jesus. I don't know what represents Lot in your life, but if you know it, begin to mention it. If it's entitlement, say, Father, deliver me from it. If it's that hidden sin, say, sin will not have dominion over me. This morning, I'm stepping out in the name of Jesus. If it is that generational curse from your father's house, tell that curse that there's a foundational word for you, that Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law because he was made a curse for you. That if Jesus can die on the cross and resurrect, and that same spirit that is in him is in you, this morning you're stepping out of that curse in the name of Jesus. If you have been sentimental, if you have been emotional about something, ask the Lord to help you this morning. Holy Spirit, come and help me this morning. Reveal to me the lots in my life. The Lord will begin to show them to you or begin to make them exhibit their characters, and they will chase out themselves by themselves because now they know that you know them. Can you just begin to pray for yourself? If it is a demon, if it is a sickness that is oppressing you this morning, you will deliver yourself by yourself because the word of God is adequate. Begin to check that thing out by the boldness of your declaration this morning, because the Lord has said in the name of Jesus, Reba Sondoro Boshendaraba Sekere Koko Sontoro Boshendaraba Rakaba Sontoro Boshendaraba. Everything that represents Lot in our lives, depart from us in the name of Jesus. Be gone, be cursed from your roots, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, your tenancy expires, even in our midst, in our family. For our sake, even our generations yet unborn are delivered in the name of Jesus. Take your whole lot and go in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You're yet going to pray for yourself. Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19 says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Shall ye not spring forth? Shall ye not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness. I don't know what you have carried from 2020, but we have been told to lift our eyes from it and lift our eyes up. You're going to tell the Lord, Father, you asked me to forget what is behind. Forget that thing they've done to you. Forget that experience you had. Forget that thing that they've said to you. Because like one of the ministers I'm listening to said, she said, when God has said, whatever any man or any woman comes to say, he's a latecomer. And I thank God because the word has been there before the foundation of the earth. So every word that Satan or any human being is speaking is late, too late, too late, too late. The Lord says he will do a new thing. Begin to pray for yourself that, Father, give me a revelation, because he said, shall he not spring forth? In another scripture, he says that the new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you. Ask the Lord, what is that new thing you want me to begin to do right now in the name of Jesus? Father, we believe your word. We believe your word that you will do new things in our lives. If not, you will not declare new horizons, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are a God who says it and you do it to the latter. Therefore, this morning, we declare that we check out every old thing, every old idea, every old offense, every unforgiveness, every old success. We chuck it out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we may create space, open up our minds, open up our perspectives, gather capacity for the new things you are set to do for us in this year, 2021, in the name of Jesus. Reba sonto robo shenda raba sekere koko sonto robo shenda raba. We key into it for Grace House, oh God. We receive it with thanksgiving. The new things, the newness that you're supposed to bring in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I just want us to conclude, begin to declare to yourself that this year is your year of restoration, is your year of recovery, is your year of repossession in the name of Jesus. Is our year of recovery, is our year of restoration, is our year of repossession. We will possess the gates of our enemies in the name of Jesus. Our seed, we possess the gates of their enemies in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Everlasting Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. We appreciate you because we know that when you say a thing, you have already done it. We thank you because this morning you will enlarge our capacity. You will enlarge our coast, oh God. We thank you because every former has been buried in our lives. We thank you because every lot has been sent packing in our life. We thank you because every habitual lot has been put under our feet this morning in the name of Jesus. We also thank you because from now we'll begin to see new things. We thank you because dead works are past in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Father, we ask even this morning, empower us. We ask, oh Lord, this morning that let your voice be louder than every other voice we will ever hear. Let strange voices be far from us in the name of Jesus. Father, for those of us who cannot see, who cannot hear spiritually, let ears be open this morning. Let eyes be open this morning in the name of Jesus. Great revelations, oh God. Great visions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.